This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Helen Swan, S-W-A-N, date of birth 4-17 of 1960. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit. This is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Swan with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 9th, 2024. Since that time, she had a CAT scan of the chest, and there was some suspicious areas found on her lungs, and now she's on oxygen continuously after that CAT scan was done. And she does see a pulmonologist, and she's to have repeat CAT scans every 3 months to monitor progress of the lesion. She has lost 13 pounds since her last visit with us. Currently, she states that she's eating well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has stable dyspnea on exertion, currently now oxygen dependent. She believes her blood sugars are fairly well controlled. Medications, I want to highlight the Toprol, 100 milligram daily. She's on Humalog and long-acting Basaglar insulin. Torsamide is 20 milligram daily. Topamax, 75 milligram daily at bedtime. Amlodipine is new. It's 2.5 milligram daily, and she's on Trulicity, 0.75 milligram once weekly. Physical exam, weight 190 pounds, pulse 85, and blood pressure is 135 over 75. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 325 of 25. Creatinine is 2.3 with estimated GFR of 23. Calcium 8.6, albumin 3.3, sodium 142, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 29, hemoglobin is 12.0, normal platelets and white count was 11.2. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms and no indication for dialysis. She will continue to have lab studies every 1 to 3 months. 2, hypertension, improved control with the addition of amlodipine, and all routine medications will be continued. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.